Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
We were just talking about this next subject a couple of days ago. I couldn't believe the headline when I saw it. Lawmakers pushing to ban clear users from skipping security lines in California airports.
Now, what's clear?
So clear, it's similar to TSA Pass. You pay a bunch of money every year. I think it's like $189 for clear. And you get to basically skip the security lines. They have like an eye scan for you, so you don't have to show your identification or anything.
So it's like some James Bond stuff.
And so I do TSA PreCheck. My wife travels a lot. She said, totally worth it. It's not as much as clear. Mine was only like, you know, 50 to 80 bucks or something like that. But because in the name of equity, they want to either ban or make it so more people can have access to it. To this
Why
service.
Equity? What's wrong with clear?
Not everybody can afford it.
You got to be kidding me.
That's California right there. Look, I used
to. So we should ban mansions then, because not everybody can afford to live in one.
You start banning the fast. Do they still have a fast pass at Disneyland or Disney World?
I mean, they used to. I'm not sure if they do
or not. It's kind of the same thing. It's just, you know, the rich are skipping long lines, so ban it. And while we're at it, yeah, ban the Fast Pass at Disney World or whatever it's called. It was worth every penny to me, the TSA checkpoint, because I just traveled recently in Arizona, and there were long lines headed out of the Indianapolis International Airport to go to Phoenix, to where the Waste Management Open was. I mean, tons and tons and tons of people, and I was able to get through just like that. But it's kind of a pain in the ass getting the paperwork done. You have to go to like a random place and sit for a couple of, like, the place I had to go to sign up for TSA PreCheck was, I think it was Staples on Keystone.
Really?
And they,
when you think of security for our airlines, yeah, you think of Staples.
And so it's worth it, though. Totally.
But you also probably should do it with your spouse or your kids, because it sucks if just one person goes through.
That's the thing. The kids don't have to have it.
Okay.
If I was traveling with Lindsay and I didn't have it, I'd have to go through regular security. So adults have to have it, no matter if they're married or not, but the kids don't have to have it, and they're thinking about banning it, or, you know, at least making it more equitable for all the users in California.
That's the state governed by the guy that went to the fancy restaurant when he locked everybody down, right?
The French Laundry.
Yeah.
Yes. Everybody, nobody could, the restaurants were closed. Nobody could go anywhere except for the governor and his rich medical executive friends.